Welcome to the Spiritual Gifts Podcast. I'm Sam Jackson, campus pastor at Gateway Redlands, joined by Lauren Lucas. Welcome, Lauren.
Great to be here. I am the young adults pastor at our Mackenzie campus.
And you do a fantastic job of it.
Thank you.
We are talking today about the spiritual gift of helps. And even as I say that, this is one of those gifts, as we've worked through them, one of those gifts that all of us as followers of Jesus are called to do.
Yeah.
And yet there is this spiritual gift listed in Scripture. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I think that's what we see in the life of Jesus is that he is a person that walked this earth and he saw people and he saw what their needs were. He saw them in a physical way, but he also saw it in a spiritual way. And even I just think of the story of Jesus and Zacchaeus. He's walking along this road. There's a lot of hustle and bustle going on, yet he sees Zacchaeus. And they then go on to have an interaction. But we see Jesus see the person who is blind, who is lame, and he goes and through his powers, he is able to heal them. But he helps them in that place of need. And we also see that then progress into the letters in the New Testament as well, where we see different stories of people who have the gift of being able to help those in their time of need. And it's listed in 1 Corinthians 12 as one of the gifts. It says in 1 Corinthians 12:28, God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. So this idea of helping is really listed in there as one of the spiritual gifts. But as you said before, Sam, we're all called to be like Jesus. So we're all called to open our eyes, see who's around us, who has need, and respond to that need. But for some of us, that doesn't come naturally. For some of us, that is actually somewhat of a drain to live our lives in that way. But I think for those who have the gift of helps, it's not a drain. It's actually something that fills them with delight. It's not even something they have to put effort into. It's just something that comes naturally to them.
Absolutely. You read out that list of spiritual gifts. You can miss it, right? Like prophecy and all these other big time gifts, and then helping.
Yeah.
It's in there. You can sort of just gloss over it, but it is in the list. I think as you were talking there, the classic parable from Jesus of the Good Samaritan, that it's a story about being a good neighbor, because good neighbors help people in need. And we don't know much about the Samaritan, whether he delighted in it or whether it was a drain. It was certainly a drain on his wallet.
But we know other people walked past and didn't see.
Exactly.
Or maybe saw the need but didn't know how to respond to the need or didn't want to respond to the need.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have someone with us, Susie Oates. Welcome, Susie.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
how much does that, I guess, resonate with you, that when it comes to this gift of helping, for you, it's more of a delight than a drain. Is that true for you?
Absolutely.
Expand on that. Tell us about that.
Well, I've always been someone who's enjoyed gift giving and getting to know someone well enough to know what they really love. And I've always just enjoyed seeing a need in someone else or in a situation around me and thought, I know how to fix that, or I can do something to help with that, or I can organise the right people to help with that. And that brings me great joy.
So when and how did you discover this as a spiritual gift?
It's only been relatively recently, actually, that I've realised that that is actually a spiritual gift. I really just thought it was something I loved to do. And then when looking more into what the different spiritual gifts are, that's when I went, you know what, I think this is more than just something I like to do. This is something that has purpose, and I've been given that for a purpose as a gift from God.
You were talking off air as we were preparing to record. You said something really, really important. And I was trying to find out, you know, what's it like when the Spirit makes you alert of a need, and, you know, some mystical moment where the Spirit, like with that parable that Jesus told, or Jesus walking along and the Spirit points out people in need. And your answer was a really significant insight. Tell us what you said about that when I asked you that question.
Yeah, well, I find for myself it's less of a big spiritual moment where something's just dropped in my spirit, and much more of a connectedness level. So if I'm connected with the people around me and I'm investing time in staying connected with different people and with not just my closer friends but with a broad community around me, then I can understand what their needs actually are. If I'm not connected properly, then I'm not going to know what their needs are and how they might need help. And so staying connected with people is something, again, that I love to do. And I love to do that well, and I love to do that on a broad level, and then I can actually see what the needs are. But if I'm not connected, then I'm not seeing those needs. So it's less of a the spirit's telling me that they need that, and much more of a I know they need that because I'm connected and I've invested my time in staying connected with people.
That's a great insight for those who are listening to this podcast, because this is registered quite high for them, that this just plays out in the everyday moments of life, the pretty ordinary moments of life. But the spirit's at work, and sometimes it might not feel like a mystical spiritual moment, but certainly the spirit is at work in moving us to help other people around us. Tell us a few stories of what it's looked like for you. What are one or two stories of how, like, really practical, this is how I discovered the need and this is what I did to help?
There's been a number of things that I've loved to do. Some of the things that I love doing are situations where I might find out maybe that someone is unwell, or somebody has a child who's gone into hospital, and I know what that's like, and I know what that they might need and what might be helpful and what might even just help them feel that little bit better as they're going through that. I can't fix the actual problem, but, you know, gather a group of friends around you, let everyone know the situation and go, what can we put in? Let's literally get a bag and fill it with things for them. That's just going to make that a little bit lighter. A couple of toys, magazine for mum, you know, something for them to actually physically take in with them. And it's more than just the physical things they're taking in. They're taking in the fact that we care for them, and that we're thinking of them and we're praying for them, and we want you to have this to know that we're here supporting you. So that's one example of something I've done. Arranging meals, arranging, you know, a week's worth of meals, or I love to, I'm not the only person who does that, but, you know, I love to do that. I love to go, well, that person might be unwell and their husband is away or something like that, and you go, well, let's make some meals. That's so simple. I'm going to be making meals anyway, I'll double it. And, you know, we can pitch in and make sure that they've got support for that period of time, or just little things like that that just help in the day-to-day, and it helps people to know I'm with you and I'm thinking of you and it's going to be okay. We're going to do it together.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
As you say those stories, I know that I have been the recipient of this gift from other people. Our family went through a bit of a rough patch at the end of last year, and I had a bunch of my friends who I love and would do anything for me, but they would text and offer help. And in that moment, I didn't really know what I needed, but a couple of people didn't ask the question, they just delivered, and delivered a meal or gave us something. And I, even as you talk, just see that gift of help in them, being able to not even need to ask what the need is, just respond, because they have, by the Spirit's gifting, just being able to know what is needed in that time.
Mm.
I love how this gift is so easy to translate beyond the boundaries of the church. Like, it's really easy to see how this plays out in the church, but and I come back to what you said, Suze. I think this is a great takeaway for people who think they have this gift. Being connected is crucial. So if you're connected within the church, yeah, you'll see the needs. But being connected in community groups outside of the church, being connected in your kids' sporting club or in your own sporting club or through your school or through your workplace or whatever, and being connected enough to see the needs and then respond, what an incredible opportunity in our time to show the practical love of Jesus.
Because the needs are so great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everywhere you go, there are so many needs.
And I think that would be a great thing for people with this gift. Like, I remember in a church that I was in the past, we had mum's meals, like new mum's meals that we'd cook for people, and that the heart of it was within the church. And I remember we had a discussion. We said, well, we've got a bunch of midwives in who are connected to women in our community. Let's take this resource that we've got and expand it to serve women. And I remember delivering some of those meals, and I don't have this gift. So it was a drain. Like, oh, I have to go all the way over there and deliver this meal and smile and whatever else.
Yeah.
I feel a bit vulnerable right now anyway. the looks on the faces of these families that, who are you? Like, and this is free, and what's going on? And it was just, bless you, it's from the church, and we love you. And
yeah. And I love that idea of, you know, why do we have spiritual gifts? It is to build up the church, but it's also to bring God's kingdom that is in heaven here down to earth. And I think we see that in the gift of helps. It is just being the hands and feet of Jesus. And the people who have that as their gift and it does just give them delight and has just come so naturally to them is such a blessing to our church and blessing to our communities as well.
Absolutely. As I scan through these gifts, I'm not sure there's a more humble gift on this list, actually. Mm. Like for you and me, Lauren, who like to preach, well, I might just speak for myself here.
No, I do like to preach.
We struggle with the limelight. We struggle with, you know, because you're the centre of attention, that sort of stuff. People like you, Susie, with this gift, I think there's almost a, I don't want to be in the limelight. I'd prefer to be in the background. I prefer to be unseen. And on that note, Susie, for people who are listening to this podcast, they're listening because they think they might have this gift. Mm. Would you pray for them?
Absolutely. Yeah. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are the giver of gifts and you know the right gifts to give to the right people. We thank you for each individual person within the community, not just our church, but the greater community. And I thank you for the helpers today, Lord. I pray that you would be prompting in their spirits, Lord, to be connected with the people around them in whatever sphere that would be. Would you be helping them to see the need and giving them brave hearts that they would step forward and they would actually apply their gifts, Lord, and know that that's you saying, you know what to do, you know how to help. God, would you just make people brave and help them be your hands and feet practically on the ground? We just thank you for that, this special gift and the joy that it brings to those who have it. In your name, amen.
Amen. Susie, thank you so much for helping us with the podcast today. It's been
pleasure.
Great to be
absolute
joined by both of you.
Great. Thank you.